is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
What's up? It's the MJ Morning Show. MJ and a crew here at 6:07, just getting rolling on a Wednesday. We're all back together. Well, I was going to say we're all back together live. We are minus Roxanne today. She's on a trip for a couple of days, which is kind of an interesting trip, which I'm sure will come up during the course of the program. Froggy, thanks for your concern. I land last night.
Me? The only one that cared.
I land last night, and the first thing that Froggy says to me is, how was your flight?
See?
Were you stalking my flight? Were you watching me on FlightAware or Flight Tracker or Flight 24, whatever the heck I use?
I was just hoping you were going to say, I'm not going to make it for the show, and I was going to go get a big bottle of whiskey, enjoy the evening. But unfortunately, you said, I'm good, I'm home.
Oh, you saw my tweet or my Instagram post?
Yeah. So I got excited for a second. Then it all went away.
So our flight was delayed by just a few minutes. I mean, no big deal. Our flight was supposed to leave Westchester County Airport up in New York. Our flight was supposed to leave at 6:01 p.m. and it got delayed to 6:19. So big whoop, no big. But Michelle and I both got emails from JetBlue saying, your flight's been delayed.
What the heck is that?
Sorry, my phone just popped on for a second.
What was that, a buzzsaw? What was that?
Are you watching videos of guys in lumber mills?
This is a race car.
God, what was that?
Sorry. I apologize. I thought my phone was on mute. Very unprofessional.
Well, clearly, your phone was not on mute. It was on power tool.
It was on race cars. Hey, sorry. I was watching my race from last night.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
So where was I? What's today?
You were talking about...
Am I back?
Your flight and how you almost missed the show.
No, I didn't almost... So we get an email saying our flight's going to be delayed. I'm like, all right, fine. We watch the app anyway. So only 18 minutes delayed in takeoff. And we get an email, but the email says flight time now... This is from JetBlue. We get an official email. The flight time says that... We're taking off at 6:19, and the arrival time was not going to be until like 1:30 this afternoon.
Ugh.
So
angry.
Wow. It was going to be an 18 hour and 59, and it said flight time, 18 hours, 59 minutes.
You going to Australia?
It's not even that long. There's like, I think there's the longest flight in the world now, I think, is like New Zealand to like JFK, and it's like 18 and a half hours. So my flight yesterday from White Plains, the Westchester County Municipal, whatever the airport is, right outside of Manhattan, outside of the city, our flight from just New York to Florida would have been the longest flight in the world.
So you abducted by aliens mid-flight.
It's like, what the heck? So I tweeted this out, and I even put it up on my Instagram. Another reason why you should give me a follow, folks. Plus, I did numerous Instagram lives while I was away for the weekend, a little long weekend. And I wasn't a piggy. What are you laughing at?
Did a lot of eating, dude.
No, that's not even what I'm talking about. So anyway, I encourage you to give me a follow. My Instagram is at @CertifiedToddSchnitt. Just do the word certified and then my real name, MJ, real name. Just do certified, TODDSCHNITT. Give me a follow on Insta. Because I actually did an Instagram Live yesterday explaining why I wasn't back with the crew for yesterday morning show. And then my Twitter is just at Todd Schnitt, also just my real name. So certified Todd Schnitt on Insta and then just Todd Schnitt on Twitter. So I did a little, video and I explained where I was. Julian went back to his boarding school yesterday, so that's why I was not here. I wasn't being a piggy, and Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday was not enough. I'm going to take Tuesday as well. I kind of had to take Tuesday because we had to bring Julian back to school up in Connecticut, so that's where we were.
But you did eat a lot, as if you were a pig.
I didn't eat much. I had one order of clamps. So what we
the
did
pizza.
Was... Well, hang on a minute.
In your car?
Well, because we weren't eating in a restaurant. We don't eat in restaurants still. We'll eat outdoors at restaurants, but we're not eating in restaurants just yet, maskless, especially with the Delta. Now you got the Lambda. Now you got the Mu. Jeez. So I had one order of unbelievable whole belly clams in Ipswich. Because what we did was we flew up on Saturday. And we went to see Chloe for a couple of days. She had a soccer game on Sunday. And then Julian was due back at school in Connecticut. So had a rental car and just kind of drove all over New England. Nice. And then we had a Frank Pepe pizza on, was it Monday? Yeah, Monday. Labor Day Monday, we stopped at a Frank Pepe branch, which is amazing New Haven pizza. All right, so that's the story. That's where it was. Hey, we're loaded today. It is a jammed-up show. Roxanne on a couple of day hiatus. She's got an interesting trip. I'm sure we'll get into that coming up. Back in minutes, folks. Don't move. It is really a loaded show. Morons in the news on the way. Just a lot of stuff on the MJ Morning Show at Q105. Back in a minute.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Doesn't feel like a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Wednesday. So Monday was off for Labor Day. I took off yesterday because we had to bring Julian back to boarding school in Connecticut. It's Wednesday, man. It's going to be the weekend again for me before I know it. All right, here's the deal. I saw this story. I'm like, oh, man, this is great. And the image is fantastic. And I'm like, I bet you Fester sends me this story. And sure enough, Fester sent me this item. Where did you see this thing, Fester?
I saw it, I think, on Newsweek.
So I saw it in the New York Post, but I think I might have seen it in Newsweek as well. All right, folks, we have great sound effects to accompany this item. And here are our sound effects.
Oh. Ew.
This is really the perfect sound effect.
Hang on a minute. I got it cranked all the way up. Hang on.
Turn higher on YouTube, Fess.
That is. YouTube's all the way up.
Oh, good. I don't want to hear it any louder.
I told Fester, go to YouTube.
Sounds disgusting.
And I want you to search oozing, bubbling sound effects. Just type in the YouTube box, I want you to type in oozing, bubbling sound effects. And Froggy's like, it's not going to be there. And sure enough.
First one
that pops up. Oozing, bubbling sound effects.
It's like a nice meat sauce.
So what's the deal here? Well, this is a great image, and we'll put it up on the website. Coop, do you have this thing up already?
Yeah, you can check it out now.
All right. During Hurricane Ida, which, plowed into Louisiana first, and then, as we know, it hit the Northeast, and the flooding was just colossal up in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, just insane flooding after the remnants of the hurricane whacked into some kind of a cold front or whatever it was. So a Domino's pizza in Louisiana. You're supposed to say, I always say Louisiana, but is it supposed to be Louisiana?
No, if you say that there, you'll get punched in the face.
No, I think the locals say Louisiana.
No, they say Louisiana.
I don't think they do.
They say Louisiana.
So, a Domino's pizza preparing for Hurricane Ida, they took, they were closing down. They took all of their dough, because, a pizza shop, you got to make dough a couple of days. You want pizza dough really to sit around for at least a day, but like 2 or 3 day dough is really the best. So a Domino's pizza shop, they made a lot of dough, but then the hurricane came. They had to get rid of their dough. So they threw, because they were closing down for the hurricane, they threw all of their dough into the dumpster out back.
Oh, those poor baby deers.
And then
different kind of dough.
Froggy, it's not dough a deer, a female deer.
Oh, did I say baby? I meant female.
And let me save you some time here. It's also not dough.
Okay? Yeah, I was going to say, that was the next joke.
That was the next one? No! So a whole bunch of dough was thrown to the dumpster behind the Domino's pizza, and the thing just grew. And grew.
Oh my gosh.
And it became this bubbling blob, and it overtook the parking lot. Like, it bubbles out of the dumpster, and there's this, it bubbles over.
It's like the Blob, the old movie.
So all of their dough, it rose out of the dumpster, and then over the edge, and then there's just tons of dough, like this bubbling mass of lava. And it's all in the parking lot. It's a pretty funny picture. And it's like, oh my God. I guess it was what? The dough continuing to rise with the yeast. And then the heat.
The
and
heat, the moisture.
And the humidity.
So at one point, it was literally a dumpster muffin.
It was.
But it was right at the top.
You are correct.
It was the perfect conditions for this dough to grow.
So this concoction, it was being compared to like the Blob. It was growing like a giant blob.
Is it going to explode like whales?
No, it wasn't going to explode. You mean like something like...
That would have been bad.
Like that. So a bubble. It's really a cool picture. This was in Covington, Louisiana, I guess. Yeah, and the Facebook post shows the mushy mess. The caption was, back in Covington, Domino's threw all their dough in the dumpster, and now it's growing into a giant, unstoppable blob.
Oh my God, Fesh, we got to make dumpster muffins.
I mean, it didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, this was a post by Nicole Arnstutz.
Arnstutz. It's not like it's a toxic spill or anything. No. It's just pizza dough.
It's an experiment.
She added, over the weekend, Saturday morning update, it's still there. Picture number two, but the dough inside fell, and now there are boxes on top.
Homeless are feeding on it everywhere.
Dough is on ground, squishy. So it bubbled up, and then it fell, and it bubbled over, so there are multiple pictures. Hey, Coop, do you have both pictures on our website? Are they both there?
Yeah, you can see them now.
All right, very good.
Is it edible?
Excellent.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
I do that. Yeah. All right, MJ Morning Show on Q105. You all right, Frank?
No, that one got me.
The last little
All right, 6:38. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. And they haven't found Precious yet, right?
They're still looking for Precious.
Precious. I'm not talking about the little dog that fell in the well in Silence of the Lambs. No. Precious Stevens. This is terrible.
Who's that? A jazz musician or something?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Next up, Precious Stevens.
Precious Stevens is a 25-year-old woman who is from Louisiana and is in a whole lot of trouble. Why is Precious Stevens in a whole lot of trouble? Why is Precious Stevens on the run? Well, there's also a little interesting complication of the story is that Precious Stevens is a Louisiana 911 operator who is on the run after authorities in New Orleans, they say that while answering emergency 911 calls, as in 911, what's your emergency? People would like lay out their emergency. They're calling 911 and she would just hang up on them.
What?
Yes.
Oh, Precious.
Precious, what are you doing?
Wow.
Yeah, Precious Stevens, 25, accused of, really being a bad 911 operator. A report was taken by the New Orleans Police Department that she allegedly disconnected calls and hung up on people without getting the proper information and then not even handing off the calls to other dispatchers for help.
So lazy.
Working as a 911 operator with the Orleans Parish Communications District at the time, she's wanted for allegedly disconnecting 911 calls deliberately without getting the proper data in order to send emergency responders to the scene. So this report was taken on August 23rd, 2021. So this is only a couple of weeks ago. And according to KATC Television, Stevens was fired from her job over this apparent negligence. According to the Times-Picayune, the newspaper out of New Orleans, they allegedly noticed something odd about phone calls received during her shifts on August 20th and 21st. And then they investigated. They were doing a random sampling of calls. And so people apparently complained, but then they randomly sampled. And I guess people were calling 911. 911, what's your emergency?
Yes, my house is on fire! Yes, it's on fire
right now!
I can't hear you. Send help right away!
There's a sound in the line.
My dog is in the house! Hello?
mean, was it like if it's too difficult of a call, she was like, oh, I can't hear you. I think it's like, you know, she didn't want to deal with it.
Let's try another one.
Okay.
911, this is Precious. What's your emergency?
I'm in a closet. I'm locked up in a closet.
Nuh-uh. You stupid.
Help me. I think I've been kidnapped. Hello? Hello?
Just some guy messing around.
Dude, you needed to play the kidnapping card earlier on in the phone call.
Yeah, what are you just in a... Your wife could have put you in a closet.
I thought you just were cleaning out the closet and get locked in there.
I think I
would. And then at the very end, you decide you're a kidnapped victim?
How about you're in a trunk of a car?
You're in Buffalo Bill's basement.
Right, because
he's parading around with his wiener tucked between his legs and with night vision goggles. You got to get right to the point.
I had like 2 seconds to get this thing lined up. Maybe Froggy can do better.
I like a big boy for...
Was he a great big fat guy?
Yes, he was. Goodbye, horses. Goodbye, manatees.
Man, so Precious is on the run.
She's fled. She's fled. She's gone.
A 911 dispatcher.
Precious.
Oh, what was that?
What is that?
That was Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I've never seen it, but it's horrifying. God,
you just scared the living crap out of me.
I know, I got chills.
What was that?
Don't play that again.
God, yeah, Mike, please, don't play that again.
Jeez.
Like, I don't remember that from Silence of the Lambs.
Is that what Michelle wakes up to? She looks over to you and you go,
my God. That's just moron in the news story number one. I got like 18 others.
I haven't scratched the surface.
I haven't even scratched the surface. All right, chunk two next. MJ Morning Show Q105 back in a moment.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ here with the gang, minus Roxanne. We'll explain coming up in just a bit. Maybe an ounce. Now, I haven't filled you guys in on this because I want to get your untampered with reaction. When I say, oh, maybe an ounce, what's the first thing that pops into your head? Froggy, you first, please. The response is, oh, the answer is maybe an ounce. What's the question?
Dude,
are you okay over there?
I'm trying to think of what, I mean, when you think of it, when you say ounce, I only think of medication.
The answer is, well, maybe an ounce.
I can only think of one thing that's really sold by the ounce, and actually for casual consumers, it's usually a quarter or half ounce.
Or an eighth, really.
All right, so you guys...
Because there are... 12 eighths in an ounce.
You guys are talking about what?
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. So listen to this.
An ounce is like going to an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's really more than you can handle for
in a
sitting.
Jackson County, Tennessee. Cops there, didn't believe what the woman said, right. And that woman is Peggy Brewington.
Oh, Peggy.
She was asked when the cops showed up at her place, how much marijuana do you have? And she said, oh, maybe an ounce. Turns out that this woman was under investigation. She was in trouble. There was some kind of a month-long investigation. So
for weed?
Well, hold on a minute. The lady was in trouble for something.
Oh, okay.
So she was arrested on a trespassing charge on August 27th. Then 3 days later, obviously they were armed with some intel, the Drug Task Force and the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, so the Drug Task Force, I guess, is a Tennessee branch of law enforcement, and then the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, they conducted a search of her residence and farm. So they were armed with a search warrant, clearly. They ask her, how much marijuana are we going to find? And she says, oh, maybe an ounce. Guess how much they found.
Oh, my God, I see the piles of trash bags.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good.
Over 20 pounds of marijuana. It looks like more.
It looks like bad.
It looks like you have 3 acres and the lawn guy was just there and all the clippings are in are in black trash bags. There's, how many trash bags are there, Fester?
One, two, three, a dozen?
It's like 10 black trash bags and then like plastic bins and then cardboard boxes with like paraphernalia and grow equipment, I guess. So the cops say, how much do you have? She says, oh, maybe an ounce. And they find over 20 pounds of marijuana. So
it looks like a broken up Christmas tree.
She would be in just a little bit of trouble. What do you think?
Just an ounce.
Yeah,
just,
I would say that 20 pounds is a little bit more than what for personal consumption or personal use, right?
Have you seen her mugshot?
Yeah, she is. It looks like Nick Nolte, actually. It does. So Peggy Brewington looks like Nick Nolte. Actually, on a good day, though, it's
call me Braggy.
Oh my God! Anyway, she's in trouble. So 20 pounds of marijuana, and then another 40 marijuana plants were removed from the property.
It looks like at least 18 pounds of it is stems.
Oh, maybe an ounce. So morons in the news, ladies and gentlemen. Man, this is creepy. You ready for the creepy story of the day? This is creepatola, man. A Missouri guy hid a video camera in his bathroom while he had people over for a pool party.
Oh,
isn't that just creepy? You invite friends over and then you set up a hidden camera?
Mm.
Who are you creeping on? You creeping on some of the wives or some of the guys you're inviting over?
Ah, some of the husbands.
Yeah, really. All right, so he set up a video camera, a hidden device in the bathroom, recording several guests who then confronted him. Kyle John Vandermolen, 40, St. Charles, Missouri, arrested late last week on a felony charge of invasion of privacy after a woman using a bathroom at his home at an August 29th pool party found a covert video surveillance camera pointed at the toilet.
Ew.
That is nasty. I'm guessing that these are not friends of his any longer.
Maybe he had a toilet overflow problem he was trying to monitor.
Yeah, cops said in a probable cause statement that about 20 people were at the gathering. The woman who allegedly found the device removed the memory card and told her husband, as well as Vandermolen's wife, before taking it home with her. And then called the cops. The memory card had 11 videos on it that were taped earlier that day, including 2 clips of the hubby of the woman who discovered the hidden camera using the bathroom that showed his stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Look at this guy. I got his mugshot over here. The other video shows 4 different females enter the bathroom, remove their swim trunk bottoms, and use the toilet.
You got to be careful, man.
This is awful. I mean, so this guy invited friends over for a pool party.
He's your friend.
And I'm guessing that they're not his friend anymore. This guy is going to be disowned. What a sicko. What a perv.
I did that at one of my parties with my friends, and I got was Big Lou on camera.
No, you didn't. Stop. Don't even say that.
I'm just kidding. I don't have any friends.
Kyle Vandermolen blamed it on his drinking.
So, yeah.
That was his excuse. I was drunk. I got a drinking problem. I set up a camera in the bathroom to get the ladies naked.
You set up a whole system, sir.
What a sicko.
You put up a DVR system,
sir. He apologized to the woman and to other neighbors. They confronted him.
I'd like to give y'all my loyal and hearty apology.
He bonded out on $10,000 bond, declined to speak with detectives following the arrest.
Oof.
He has an attorney. And the attorney said, my client asserts his innocence. What are you talking about? You've got a camera set up in your bathroom, you sicko.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
MJ here with Fester and Froggy. Roxanne off today. I think we're going to speak to Roxanne in a little bit. She has traveled. Roxanne is on a secret mission. Well, we'll reveal. It's, I guess, a special thing. So we'll talk to Rox later on, find out what's going on. All right. One other follow-up from the last item. I think we'll talk to Rox after 8 o'clock, by the way. All right, so one other follow-up item from the last thing, and if you just tuned in, I'll bring up the speed. Dude holds a pool party at his house in Missouri, sets up the sicko, married guy, sets up a camera in the bathroom. He had like 20 people over for a pool gathering, a pool party, sets up a camera in the bathroom so he can get, you know, women, you know, using the bathroom at his pool party. Woman found the camera, took the memory card out, and then told her husband. They called police. Anyway, apparently he's pleaded not guilty. He's out on $10,000 bond. Actually, no, he hasn't pled yet. So I guess the arraignment's coming up. So he's free on $10,000 bond, and I mentioned his attorney. His attorney asserts, my client is innocent. John Schlieffarth.
That's the attorney?
Oh.
John Schlieffarth said, while declining to speak directly about the alleged video clips, the attorney said there's plenty of time for additional evidence to come to light. I would encourage the public not to jump to conclusions. What are you talking about? You've got a video camera set up in your bathroom as you're having a pool party recording people in a bathroom. What is the reason? What other details? Oh, don't jump to conclusions? Oh, other than what is this perv doing setting up a recording device in the pool bath at his house to capture people going to the bathroom? I always feel like somebody's watching me. All right, Coop, that's enough.
One thing's for sure, Schlieffarth is like never, never going to make partner.
You're going to have to talk to my lawyer, Mr. Schlieffarth.
No, Schlieffarth.
No, Mr. Schlieffarth, what do you have?
I love this name. S-C-H-L-E-I-F-F-A-R-T-H. Schlieffarth.
Yes, that's a silent H.
Call Kramer, Snift, and Schlieffart.
Forth! It's forth, I say!
Guys, can I get my name first?
All right, so Vandermolen, the guy that set up the camera in his pool bath.
This is a story of really awful names. Listen,
Vandermolen.
Vandermolen. Vandermolen, here's your lawyer, Mr. Schlieffart.
Sounds like a villain in a James Bond movie or something. Mm. Anyway, he faces up to 4 years in Missouri prison and a $10,000 fine.
Yeah, that mole looks guilty. Weird. That looks like Vandermolen. Get that checked out.
Fester, what's the Carolina squat? Do you know?
Yeah, it has to do with like a car. Like you drop a truck's rear end and you jack up the front end and it's like you're driving.
Well, it's hydraulics.
Yeah.
Is it hydraulics or?
Well, guess what? The North Carolina governor just signed a bill banning the Carolina squat. Now, I've seen these here in Florida. So this is like a trend. I don't get it. And what it is you tamper with your pickup truck suspension, so the front end is up in the air, and then the rear end is hanging low. Man, just when we got rid of those, like the bumper nuts and everything, well,
I was a nuts. Fan. I'm a fan of all kinds of trucks.
Always gave me a giggle.
You see them every once in a while, but...
They put a smile on your face.
No, they didn't. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, that truck has... Look at that. So,
the governor of North Carolina has outlawed the truck modification known as the Carolina squat. Where, as I mentioned, the front of the truck is raised, the rear is lowered, so it has a squatted look. By the way, in California, it's called the California Lean.
Okay.
In Tennessee, it's called the Tennessee Tilt. And the obstruction, they say, is dangerous because the driver's view of the road could be obstructed due to the angle that you're looking up instead of looking ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just stupid. So a vehicle with the violation, the alteration of the suspension is in violation when the height of the front fender is 4 or more inches greater than the height of the rear fender. So those found in violation in North Carolina can have their driver's license revoked for 1 year. But in Florida, I guess they're still legal. In other states, it hasn't been outlawed yet. But I mean, it can be dangerous. So we've got the Carolina squat. We've got the California lean. We've got the Tennessee tilt. What do we call the Florida one? The Florida flop?
Well, is the car flopping? That's when you have flat tires.
Hey, just a warning though. This little modification, it looks like this is under the microscope now, and I bet you it's made illegal in most states.
The Florida fly.
Dude, if we ever get the budget for another MJ Morning Show vehicle, we should definitely Carolina squat it.
Yeah, you think so?
Absolutely. That would be awesome.
The Fester flop. The Fester squat.
That's just me getting out of it.
And it's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. So I got a Powerball question coming up. Oh, also a follow-up to the dumpster diver story. Remember the woman that made a grand a week dumpster diving?
Yes.
Got a great follow-up to that. It's all coming up on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I don't know where I've been. I mean, I kind of take pride in the fact that I pretty much know what's going on. Yeah, it's not all Fester. Over the years that you've known me,
yes.
How often do I not know even obscure crap? It's just, and listen, it's not like I'm special. It's just my job, and I do so much show prep that I pretty much are aware of just a lot of crap that's going on.
You're a little special, and not in the good way.
You just said I pretty much are aware, and it's am aware.
So,
haha, gotcha.
Did I say that?
I love catching you with a flub like that.
Yes. So, I typically know what's going on, but I had no idea. Over the weekend, I must have heard something on the radio, or I saw something, and I had no idea that Powerball added a third drawing, because typically Powerball was what, Wednesdays and Saturdays, right?
Yes, yeah, Wednesdays, Saturdays always been Powerball days.
When the hell did they add a Monday night drawing to Powerball? Now it's 3 days a week.
I specifically requested the director of the Florida Lottery to contact you themselves to alert you of this major change. I guess they failed.
Hold on, when did you find out about this?
I don't know, when the rest of the world did over the summer?
Why don't we talk about this? How did we not know about this? Or how did I not know about this? So if you knew about it, why didn't you bring it to the show?
Yeah.
First of all, I love all things lottery related. You guys know that. I have breaking news alerts on my phone every time a lottery story breaks.
You've got like an unnatural attraction, and you've also got like an anger management issue here, because you're getting pissed off with all the people in Florida that are winning like the $1 million and the $5 million scratcher deals on those $30 tickets. Holy crap. But there are a lot of winners. And every time, it's kind of like Spalding trying to hit the golf ball in Caddyshack. Damn it, son of a... Dog farts! You know what I'm talking about? So, Fester, when other people win, instead of feeling happy for them, it's like, you son of a... It should have been me.
And it feels... What's the word? Shot and farting?
Well... Schadenfreude.
God, never say that right.
Schadenfreude. But, here's the deal. And what really set Fester off was that 22, 24-year-old guy from Lutz that won the Powerball, like $250 million at the Publix right there in Lutz, right behind Avila.
At my Publix, man.
Yeah, at Fester's Publix. And the Fester's like, I can't get a ticket there. There's no way they're going to sell another winning Powerball. So Powerball went to three. So what changes here?
Is nothing. It's one more rotation, right, which means the jackpot jumps up, gets recalculated one more time.
So they're just hoping to juice up ticket sales, I guess, is why they added a third night, right?
I think they also have a new option to where you can buy, like, for an extra dollar, you can win, like, another prize.
What, like a shopping cart? What do you wish? What are the prize?
Right
now, the jackpot's $388 million because the... And I guess what? Tonight's Wednesday, so there's a drawing for Power. This is a normal night, and then Monday night was the new night. So they've done it for a couple of weeks now, right?
They do a Monday. They do something called a double play, where if you win the big prize, you win extra money.
Double play.
And one other thing, I requested this when we first started here. This is last fall. The MJ Morning Show, we're not even back a year yet. We're still in our infancy for the return of the MJ Morning Show. Spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back. But last fall, we tried to go to the Powerball website, and we were blocked. So our company, Beasley, apparently has some kind of an internet nanny thing where certain websites are blocked, and Powerball is blocked. We can't go to the Powerball website because it's deemed like an illicit gambling website. It's like, what?
What kind of degenerate gamblers worked at this company before we got here to where the lottery site is banned?
Well, and that's the deal. And I said to management, like, hey, can you guys maybe unblock Powerball and Mega Millions? I mean, they're blocked as gambling sites, and we don't need them blocked. And they said, yeah, well, and nothing's happened. We can't go to the Powerball website because it's deemed like it's on the same level as like some kind of XXX porn site.
I think that one's powerballs.com.
All right, will you stop it, Froggy?
Please. We can actually go to that site.
Yeah. All right, I got a dumpster diving update here. Do you remember last week we did the story about the, maybe it was last week or the week before, woman made $1,000 a week dumpster diving and then selling stuff that she found in dumpsters?
And she'd find like discarded merchandise, right, or greeting cards or things like that.
She usually goes like behind stores and shopping centers and malls and just finds stuff. And I got an email here from Phil. And Phil said, hey, I haven't written in a while, but I had some comments on one of the stories you talked about. When I was in New Jersey, I met a guy who my friend knew. His nickname was Dumpster John.
Ugh.
This was back in the late 1990s. He would literally climb into dumpsters, dig through, and find stuff to sell at flea markets. Right, what this lady's doing, or now it's eBay or whatever. One time he was behind a mall where there was a store which sold perfume. He was in the dumpster, and suddenly the police swarmed the dumpster. Lights, sirens, officers come running to the dumpster. The EPA was there, the Environmental Protection Agency, the government EPA police were there, the FBI was there. They all ran to the dumpster while Dumpster John was in the dumpster. It turned out the store was dumping tons of perfume in the garbage, and then it was going into landfills, and the chemicals were a major problem. So Dumpster John just happened to be there during a big dumpster raid. So he wasn't in trouble. He was just there during the raid. So he thought it was a pretty funny story. But they gathered all the evidence to... So Dumpster John, I guess, was going to get all the perfume to sell at a flea market, but the EPA took it all for evidence.
Perfume sounds like a good thing to put in the landfill. It smells much better.
You're probably right. I mean,
the MJ Morning Show podcast.
There is no Roxanne today, so if you haven't heard the voice of Roxanne, you're probably wondering, where's Roxanne? Well, Roxanne is on a road trip with Dig Dug, her perpetual fiancé, and she's not here today. Do you know where Roxanne happens to be?
I do. I know where Roxanne is.
Roxanne is in Cooperstown, New York, and they're going to be at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony today, the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. And Roxanne is there because Dig Dug, her fiance, is like, I don't know, went to kindergarten with Derek Jeter or something like that. I don't know.
I think they were in the Cub Scouts together.
Yeah, so they've been friends since in utero, I believe. So that's why Roxanne's not here, because they're going to be attending the Baseball Hall of Fame induction for Derek Jeter later today, which I got to be honest, this sounds like a freaking super spreader event. Should we allow her to come back in the studio when she's done?
I mean, we should put her in some kind of pod.
Wait, how many people are going to be there?
Thousands, I think. I don't know.
We're going to put her in a John Travolta isolation like box, like the movie.
Yeah, Roxanne in the plastic bubble or something.
And wasn't Jeter like elected last year, but
yeah, I think it got
postponed.
I think it's been delayed like two times. No, but seriously, Roxanne's fiance Doug, lifelong childhood friends with Derek Jeter, apparently, and well, that's why they're there. And
I don't care who my friend is, I'm not going to your ceremony.
No, but seriously,
Channing Tatum could have gotten nominated, which, you know, we are just as close as those two.
Didn't we have a whole bunch of COVID tests at Trop?
Oh, God.
What was it, the Boston Red Sox or something? Or I thought there was a story recently. I was traveling over the weekend, but wasn't there a story about a bunch of like positive COVID cases? Maybe it was one of the road teams that was at the Trop.
I see so many stories about teams and COVID cases, MJ. I actually stopped paying attention to them.
Yeah, I just don't want Roxanne to come back from Cooperstown, big old induction, and then come over here and have a big induction of COVID-19 in the studio.
It's not Cooperstown anymore. Yeah, it's COVID's town.
It's COVID's town in New York.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Does she come back tomorrow?
Maybe Friday.
I think she's back on Friday.
I told her to take the week. I was like, Roxanne, do yourself a favor.
What take 10 days?
Why don't you take
10 days?
Take a week, hon.
And bring a negative test before you
come back.
I'm going to hire some nurse with those long swabs and have them jam out of her nostril in the parking lot before she comes back in the building. Anyway, we'll call Roxanne. I think we'll call her next hour. We'll see what the hell's going on. All right, I have two items that are like internet viral things going around right now, and I think both are fake. All right, first, somebody sent me a video of a very large person. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but it's a very large person laying on their back in like one of the grassy medians in a Walmart parking lot. Now, first of all, you know about the videos and the pictures, and isn't there even a website that's been around for like 15 years, the People of Walmart, right?
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite websites.
Yeah, that website, is it still functional? It's not defunct, right?
I don't know.
It's like the People of Walmart.
Oh, right? No, it's still...
All right. So there is a video of a guy that is massaging a giant Buddha-like belly of a big person who's lying flat on their back in the grassy median area of a Walmart. And the guy is just rubbing the belly and I don't know, putting lotion on this individual. Really? And then there's like all kinds of like aluminum foil on their legs. It's like the craziest thing, but I think it's fake. I'm pretty sure somebody sent me this video last night. Coop, I'll dig it up and you can put it on the website. I'm calling absolute fake BS on that thing. I don't think it's real. So if you get that sent to you, I believe it's totally contrived. Just looking at the video, the person is almost like if they're acting too deliberate. You know what I mean? Hey, the milk crate challenge baby reveal that we talked about last week, where they took two of the worst things on the internet, the stupid milk crate challenge and these baby reveals with the black, with the blue or the,
black crates.
No, it's
the smoke.
The smoke, the blue yes. or the pink smoke. For babies, you know, boy or girl. And we had a story last week how they combined the two, the milk crate challenge and the baby reveal. And it's the dumbest thing in the world. And we thought that was fake as well right. because it was too choreographed in the way they were acting. So I think this Walmart thing is fake. And then the other thing that is totally fake, and this one's getting even more attention, is the grandma that started eating the dog treats. This is fake.
Granny, what are you doing?
I'm having a cookie.
Granny, those cookies aren't for you.
What do you mean? They're for everybody, but only for you?
Granny, they're dog treats.
No! No!
Yeah.
All right.
No! No!
That's fake.
I gotta see it. Can you play it again?
I hate to spoil your day, but...
Granny, what are you doing?
I'm having a cookie.
Granny, those cookies aren't for you.
What do you mean? They're for everybody, but only for you?
Granny, they're dog treats.
No! No!
Oh, Granny.
I'm 100% certain that is fake.
No!
So just rely on us. We'll tell you what's real right. and fake on the internets. All right, it's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
The MJ Morning Show, this is Q105, 755. Fester in trouble, and we'll get to the parody song based on the, we did the story about the pool bath guy and the hidden camera. First, though, Fester's in trouble. Allison freaked out on Fester. Dude, you're in, like, the automotive business. You, after the MJ Morning Show ended for the first time back in 2012... You went on to find a nice, successful career selling RVs at General RV off of I-4 in Dover, right?
Right, yes.
So Fester also, he still works there a couple of days a week. So if you need an RV, go see Fester. What's your email? Fester at MJMorningShow.com. Seriously, if you need any kind of an RV, get a hold of Fester. Fester at MJMorningShow.com and he'll take care of you. All right, so Fester, you should know, well, hold on, you do drive a 2004 Lincoln Pound Car with 197,000 miles.
Listen, there's a lot of circumstances here that you're not getting to.
All right, so Fester rented a car for Allison. So what happened to Allison's Ford Explorer?
She a little bit of front end work's going to get done on it.
What'd she hit?
No, she didn't hit anything.
It'd be front end work.
You know how I keep cars. She needs a brake work.
Oh, alignment or brakes.
I have to send it to Damien, my mechanic.
Oh, the Brothers Auto in South Tampa.
Yes. All right. Damien has the Explorer right now.
Okay.
He's going to do some brake work and maybe some like a bushing. I need some bushing.
Do they listen to us in the shop by any chance?
Yeah, Damien listens every morning.
All right, so hey, Damien at Brothers Auto on MacDill, right?
Yeah, south of Gandy.
Yeah, on MacDill in South Tampa. Hello, Brothers Auto. Been there for years and years and years. All right, so your wife's Explorer needs just a little bit of maintenance work.
Right.
So you needed to rent her a car.
Well, because I take the Lincoln into work every morning, and the kids have to get to school, and she has errands, and I'll be selling RVs later today, so I'm not going to be home till late.
Where'd you go to rent her a car?
Enterprise.
Okay, very good. Enterprise is fine. Enterprise,
fine company.
And the issue has arisen because of what you rented her.
Well, it's her fault because I was like, well, honey, what kind of car do you want? And she said, oh, I don't know. Get me anything.
Get me anything.
Which opens the door to a lot of possibilities.
Get me anything.
Because they have luxury cars and they have full-size cars and they have mid-size cars.
Right,
and
so
they have,
what did you get her?
I got her. I never even heard of this vehicle before yesterday. It's a Chevrolet Spark.
A Chevy Spark.
It is the smallest car I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, the shopping carts at Publix are bigger than the Chevy Spark.
That's actually true.
It is true.
Yes.
Dude, there are bedroom sets at Rooms To Go that cost more than the Chevy Spark.
It's named after a Spark. It's named after just the worst.
It ought to be the Chevy Gnat.
I mean, yeah, it's
the Chevy grain of sand.
Let's think of the least threatening fire.
Seriously, I think golf carts are bigger. Listen, it's an entry level, very budget vehicle. You know, Chevy's got great products. I love the Chevy line. I mean, I like the Silverado line. I just had an amazing Tahoe. A rental Tahoe over the weekend when we were up in New England.
Look,
and of course I'm a Corvette fan, love Corvettes, but yeah, the Chevy Spark, the Chevy Spark is not something that I would go for.
MSRP is $13,600.
Well, like I said, I think there are bedroom sets and Rooms To Go that cost more.
30 miles per gallon in the city, 38 on the highway. It was. I thought it sounded like a zippy car. Wait,
that's it. I would think it would get 500 miles to the gallon.
Dude,
I'm serious. I think a skateboard weighs more.
So we go to the Enterprise, and I put it under her name. She runs inside. She doesn't know what she's getting. And the woman behind the counter says, did you make this reservation? And my wife's like, no, my husband did. And the woman says, it's a putt-putt.
The Enterprise lady said it's a putt-putt?
It's a putt-putt. And my wife's like, a what? A what? She goes, no, a putt-putt. You know, like a roller skate.
Dude, I think your riding mower that you bought out in Auburndale.
Yeah, she would have been better off taking the kids to school on my mower.
On the riding mower, I think.
I mean, my mower doesn't get 38 miles a gallon, unfortunately.
You should have given your car. I wanted to see you in the Spark.
Fester's in trouble.
I offered that. I was like, honey, do you want to take the Lincoln? I'll take the Spark to work.
When is Damien going to be done with your Explorer?
Hopefully by the end of the day today. We only rented it for one day. I can't even fit in the car.
Oh, man, that's
Chevy. I didn't hear about that.
You can't fit. Fester can't fit in the Chevy Spark.
That's why I wish he brought it.
I know.
I want to see him get in that thing.
It looks like a fine car.
Oh, that'd be comedy, man. Oh, we can't get Fester out of the back. Oh my.
You're going to be seeing sparks when the shocks blow out.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
We're supposed to talk to Roxanne sometime this hour. Roxanne is on the road. Very special road trip because of Derek Jeter getting inducted in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, she's up in Cooperstown. We'll explain coming up. All right, so here's the deal. Magic Mark's our parody guy. If ever we need a parody song, we get a hold of Magic Mark, and you know he does some fantastic work. So he was listening earlier, and we were telling the story about this guy in Missouri that had a pool party at his house, had like 20 people over,
right.
Friends, neighbors. And this sicko, this perv, set up a video camera in his bathroom. The bathroom that the guests were going to use to change or go to the bathroom at the pool party, he set up a video camera. One of the guests, a woman, found it and was like, what is this? Found the camera, removed the memory card, the little SD card, I would imagine.
Which is a smart move.
Yeah, and then, so all the evidence, she has it, and he's not going to have any pictures. They hand it over to the police. The police investigate. Guy's been arrested. The dude's attorney's like, oh, there's an explanation. This is not what you think. It's like, what do you mean it's not what we think? You set up a camera in a bathroom, and you have 20 people over for a pool party. What are you supposed to think?
Well, as his lawyer, he did have a party a few months ago, and a couple things ended up stolen from the bathroom, so he put a camera in the bathroom.
Yeah. What?
See who was taking the items.
What, the decorative soap?
The toilet paper ended up missing.
That's right. Toilet paper was, quite a premium. But
Everything.
Well, last year, toilet paper.
Yeah.
But then also, a couple of weeks ago, we had a story that the toilet paper was getting scarce again in some places.
MJ, is that not a defense, though?
Yeah, but you would be a great lawyer, Froggy.
See? Right.
Yeah.
So Magic Mark sends me this. It's not exactly a match, but it's interesting. This is Upskirt Guy. Brad, you're thinking it, folks.
Upskirt guy with his camera as they're passing by. I bet he must be very sick and shy. He should be sent to jail, I can't deny. I don't know why he's an upskirt guy. He's been acting like a pervert spy. He gets his jollies from an uphill peep. His actions make him look like he's a creep. So low and cheap. That upskirt filming could have him do time. Obsessed with garments, he's out of his mind. Now we've heard quite enough of weird stuff that he loves. He's an upskirt guy. He's been acting like a pervert spy. From an uphill peep. His actions make him look like he's a creep. So low and cheap, he's an upskirt guy.
Hey, Coop, mark that down.
Upskirt guy.
This counts as a song.
Well,
yeah.
And I don't agree. He's not cheap. He invested in a whole camera system.
By the way, there was a rash of those stories years ago. Remember, they were the sickos were rigging up like cameras in their shoes. So they would walk behind like women in a mall or like on an escalator.
I just saw a story in the news where a guy had like a rolly bag and he would walk next to women in skirts in the mall.
Exactly.
And the rolly bag had the camera.
Oh, no more mirror shoes?
Well, they used to have them. Well, listen, we don't hear much about those anymore, but you had a whole bunch of pervs that were rigging. Seriously, they had like shoe cameras where they put a little camera in the tip of their shoe and they shoot up. Yeah, I mean,
just go find some porn. Yeah,
so ladies, seriously, ladies, if you are in a location and a guy's just walking too close to you, and you're in a skirt, just heads up,
headbutt him.
It's probably seriously. It could be a creepy upskirt video dude. So just an MJ Morning Show public service announcement. Just be careful if a guy is too close. Then he could be, you know, pulling some video shenanigans because he's a sicko pervert.
Ugh.
So just a heads up on that. All right. I don't know what it is. Coop, how many airplane stories and airport stories do we have today? I mean, we've got, like, I've got the bikini lady. I've got a bikini warning. And that's airport related. Yes. Bikini airport. Yes. And then how many planes do we have? Like American Airlines and then we have a JetBlue, right?
Yeah, that's it so far, I think.
All right. So listen to this. Folks, that is a passenger growling on an American Airlines flight.
What?
What frog? Coop's audio earlier of Precious? That sounds like Precious on a plane.
All right, folks.
Holy cow.
You got to hang out for the next segment. You got to be here. I've got airport bikinis. I've got idiots on airplanes. You got to hear the next segment. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, so stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Coop was busy this morning. Our producer, Coop, pulling audio from these unruly passengers. The first one here is this dude that's growling like a dog on an American Airlines flight. Can you imagine being on a flight? We flew yesterday. You know, we flew on Saturday up to Manchester, New Hampshire. Then we left out of White Plains, New York yesterday, last night. And I mean, I can't imagine having. All right, let me introduce you to Timothy Armstrong, 61 years of age from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nice to meet you, Timothy. Can I borrow your armrest? Are you going to use this? Okay. Take that as a no.
That's Timothy Armstrong. Well, here's the deal with Timothy. He apparently was intoxicated on his American Airlines flight from Los Angeles, LAX, to Salt Lake City, caused a disruption on the flight on Labor Day on Monday, growling like a dog. He was berating the flight crew. He made apparently some like racial type slurs about an Asian woman sitting in front of him.
What exactly is a racial type slur?
I'll tell you the story.
Okay,
here.
All right.
So what happened was partially captured on video.
Oh, God.
So video did not capture everything. We only have part of it. And this guy, Timothy Armstrong, is on the flight, and he's pointing at people on the airplane and yelling at them. This is flight 18. So you're flying, you're in the sky, you're flying to Salt Lake City from LAX, and this guy's like standing up and he's pointing at people, just yelling at him in the middle of the flight.
In the dog growl voice?
Well, I'm going to play some more audio.
Oh, okay.
So at one point, a flight attendant demanded that this Armstrong guy sit down because he kept...
Sit.
Good boy. Good boy.
Sit.
It's biting me. All right, so the flight attendant demanded that Mr. Armstrong sit. Shake. Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
And he wasn't complying. He then starts shouting, Joe Biden. In the middle of the... Here's more audio.
Sit down now. You can't hold us.
So the people yelling, other passengers and the flight attendants are telling him to sit down.
God! Sit! You sit down in that seat and you stay. Joe Biden! Really? Lori went off.
And then he's like, yelling,
you,
Joe Biden? What is he
doing? Are being power hungry, bunch of.
What does he say? Cool. Power hungry Joe Biden. What is he saying?
It sounds like a bunch of gibberish.
It's just like,
wow. You can tell he's drunk.
Joe Biden, power hungry.
Son of a.
Did you put the bleep of that?
No, that was from the audio.
Okay.
Trying to take his free peanuts?
Can you imagine that on your flight?
Oh.
Right, so the Asian woman thing. So he yells Joe Biden. It all started. Apparently, he stood up and began yelling at an Asian woman in front of her to sit down. She was standing to deal with a back issue, and the guy's yelling at her to sit down. He proceeded to tell multiple flight attendants that she and her companion didn't belong here. So she's trying to say the Asian woman didn't belong on the flight?
All right.
What are you talking about? So he's asked to calm down, then he melts down. He has a bunch of racist, sexist things and additional belligerent comments that were not captured on video.
This guy obviously was arrested, right?
No, they gave him a first-class upgrade and and frequent flyer miles. No, he was met by airport police at the Salt Lake City airport. The flight landed safely, and he was met by airport police. Do you know, we mentioned this, there have been... over 3,900 incidents on airplanes as of mid-August. So as of mid-last month, since the beginning of the year, 3,900 incidents on airplanes, which it is skyrocketed. It's completely beyond where it's been. All right, the next one is a woman that had to be taken off in handcuffs, and they like strapped her to a wheelchair to get her off the plane and out of the airport. This was a JetBlue flight from West Palm Beach to Hartford, Connecticut. They were delayed like 3 hours. The woman refused to wear a mask. This video has been seen millions of times. Brooklyn Degumbia, a former Tulsa Fox TV reporter, now lives and freelances in New York City. She rolled video on this woman. And this is the JetBlue anti-mask woman that went nuts.
I haven't done anything. I mean, this is insane.
So, yeah, that's what you want to say to a flight attendant. No, 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 listen to me.
Everyone, listen.
Anyway, she wouldn't get off the flight. They delayed the flight 3 hours. They finally had cops come on. They had to handcuff her. They had to take her off in a wheelchair. They strapped her to one of those wheelchairs that they used to get people down the aisle and get her off the plane.
Her daughter sounded a little younger than a college student.
She's a real prodigy.
I don't think that was her daughter. Amazing why people are acting like idiots. Listen, and she didn't want to wear a mask, apparently. That's the deal. If you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to wear a mask. You just can't get on an airplane.
Yeah, don't fly.
That's the issue going on these days.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. And this got a lot of attention over the last couple of days. A woman walking through an unidentified airport. I haven't seen an update on what airport it was.
All the information they have is what this Instagram person just put online.
Yeah, but looking at the travelers, it looks like it's an American airport. You've got a blonde woman wearing an olive green bikini, and she's just walking through the airport like nothing. She's got a skimpy bikini and a skimpy bottom. It looks like it's somewhat thongish. The video cuts off before you get a really good rear view. But this woman, a blonde woman, she looks thin. She looks attractive. She has a backpack on her back, this olive green bikini, skimpy bikini. She's got a Louis Vuitton handbag. And a guy is behind her. And they're just walking through the airport. And she's just strutting through in a bikini like she's walking on the beach.
It's like she's fumbling with her boarding pass or something. She's like, you know, making sure she's walking to the right gate.
It's like her luggage was stolen and all she had was the bikini that she was wearing at the pool before they left the hotel for the airport.
That's that's all she needs.
Froggy, do you have any explanation for this?
You're doing it for the views. I don't know.
Oh man!
I mean, if you lose your clothes, you can get stuff at the airport.
Hey, can you?
Are you on the way anywhere?
You could buy a T-shirt.
Oh,
you
buy something.
Yeah, go to.
I thought you meant like had like a lost and found you could borrow from.
No. Hey, Coop, do you have this bikini lady video up on our website?
Yep, MJMorningShow.com.
It works for her.
If you want to see the video, go to MJMorningShow.com. MJMorningShow.com, and somebody captioned the video. When you have a pool party at noon and a Spirit Airlines flight to catch at 4.
I mean, that pretty much sums it up.
And we just don't know her name. We don't know what airline she was actually on. And we don't know what airport this was. I mean, I can't believe someone hasn't identified as they're walking by some of the check-in counters. I was trying to see if I can identify the logo of one of the airlines. But it looks like it's an American. Just the way that people are dressed, it looks American. It's gone viral. And it was posted to the Humans of Spirit Airlines account on Instagram.
I had no idea that was a real account.
It's like the people of Walmart.
Yeah.
Humans of Spirit Airlines.
That's funny.
So this is pissed off Spirit. Spirit's all ticked off. And Spirit put out a statement. This account often falsely attributes photos and videos to Spirit Airlines, according to a Spirit Airlines representative. Said this to the New York Post. The video could have been taken at any time or any place, and it has no identifying characteristic of any airline. I checked, and we have no record of this on file. See, the deal is because Spirit's an ultra-low-cost carrier, and, you know, sometimes you attract an ultra-low-cost clientele. I'm not saying everybody, but that's why it's the people of Spirit Airlines.
It doesn't look too low cost. Yeah, come on.
Spirit's a fine airline.
Right. Well, I've never been on Spirit. I don't plan to, but, you
I've
know.
Flown on them once. I had a good experience.
All right, good for you. All right, so the video of the bikini lady's up on our website. Go to MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. All right, speaking of naked women. The naked woman on a golf cart that drove through that standoff with the armed guy in Dunedin on Sunday. What the hell is wrong with Jessica Smith?
Now, these are two separate incidents. The police were at the standoff.
Right. And then this lady decides to drive naked on a golf cart through the police standoff. I mean, what are you laughing? What are you laughing at, Frog?
This is outrageous.
It was.
Why is everybody naked?
In the middle of a tense standoff, you had a guy with a gun on a roof in Dunedin on Sunday, and here comes Jessica Smith just tooling through naked on a golf cart.
She's cute, too. Well,
in her mugshot, it looks like she's had a really long day, but yeah, you can clean her up.
Yeah, deputies, listen to this. Deputies were setting up a perimeter outside a home. This was on Michigan Boulevard in Dunedin. This was a little after midnight on Sunday. And this 18-year-old guy, Miles Abbott, was firing a gun at people, then ran from the cops, ran from Pinellas County deputies, then climbed on the roof of a house, then pointed the firearm at the cops. The SWAT team arrived, and in the middle of all this, 28-year-old Jessica Smith from Boston, Massachusetts, I guess enjoying her Labor Day weekend in Dunedin just a little too much, just drives up to the scene, and right through the standoff, she's naked on a golf cart.
Don't mind me, guys.
All right, first of all, that's the worst Boston accent I've ever heard in my life.
Then she refused to get off the golf cart. Anyway, deputies ordered her to stop, leave the area. She wouldn't. They handcuffed her. They noticed a distinct odor of alcohol coming from her person. You think?
Yeah, poor Jessica.
She was completely naked. Absolutely just butt naked.
Oh, the breeze on the golf cart. That must be nice.
Listen, you're from Boston, nice sunny Florida. You can drive around naked at night.
What is going on with people? Come on.
Oh, look, there's a police standoff. What's going on over here?
Let me drive naked on a golf cart. A little easy go. All right, 8:43, rolling up at 8:44. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. All right, next, we got to get into Tom Brady issue. Tom Brady announcing that he had COVID. He kept the secret. And where'd he get COVID? And then, of course, the Bucks play tomorrow night. Hold on. All that and more coming up next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, you got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. And Tom Brady, big revelation. You know, I saw this. I was away over the weekend. We went to see Chloe. And then, of course, the real reason for our trip over the weekend and the reason why I wasn't here yesterday and why we did a best of yesterday is because Julian is back at school. His first day of school was yesterday up in Connecticut, so we had to drop him off. So that's why I wasn't here. You know, I had to do the daddy thing and take, you know, someone said to me, you slacker, get to work. You already took Monday off for Labor Day. It's like, shut up. What are you talking about? I had a fan say, you slacker. What, 3-day weekend's not enough? You got to take four? Yes, I got to take my son back to school in Connecticut. Yes.
Tell you what, the Labor Day or Memorial Day Tuesday is a great day to take off. It's really a good day to take off.
So Roxanne's not here. She's up in Cooperstown, New York. We'll try to talk to her in the next segment. Tom Brady. Big revelation. So over the weekend, I get all these alerts on my phone. The story broke. Was it Saturday or was it Sunday?
Yeah, I saw it over the weekend. I don't remember which day.
So Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times, NFL writer, he got an interview. Tom Brady's doing, is this like a... like a little a warm-up to the community kind of thing before the new season? Because he talked to Rick Stroud, and then I think he did a sit-down interview with, like...
I saw someone do the same with Stacey Scheibel.
Was it Stacey Scheibel, Channel 8?
Channel 8, yeah. Yeah, a little preseason local press, good.
Hey, Coop, bring up the video. Just let me know when you have it. Just try to roll some audio live. I meant to tell you, I'm sorry. See if you can grab some Stacey Scheibel audio from Channel 8. Interviewing Tom Brady and see if she asks about the COVID question. Just kind of cue it up hot, okay? Cue it up live. So Tom Brady admitted that he had the COVID. And guess what he got? The COVID.
I mean, there's only one place I could even think of.
After the boat parade. You know,
the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
The Super Bowl boat parade.
They kept that quiet, though.
How did they know he didn't get it from the Super Bowl?
Hey, could have got it from like some sneezing, coughing, wheezing ref or something.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
How long did it take to present in his body? I mean, another couple days?
Listen, I'm pretty confident it probably happened. I mean, he was...
But it was on his own yacht the whole time.
He was three sheets, man. He was... Yeah, but still, the yacht had people on it, and they're throwing stuff. He was.
Oh, yeah, there was one guy carrying him.
Yeah, well,
at the end, I forget.
It was like, wasn't it like one of the trainers?
One of the backup quarterbacks?
No. I think it was one of the trainer guys. And that's the famous video of Tom, like, all blitzed and schnit-faced, and he's, like, walking sideways, and he's being held up. He's like, hey!
After one shot.
That's the audio from the boat parade when Tom threw the trophy from one boat. Was it Gronk that caught the trophy? Was that who it was?
No, it's not. That's the actual audio of the COVID going right up his nose.
There it goes. Oh!
Daddy, here comes the COVID.
You got it.
I love that audio bite of his little daughter saying, Daddy, no. She's like 7 or 8 years old. She knows, don't throw that trophy. Don't throw the
I throw things for a living, kid.
All right, backup quarterback Ryan Griffin was helping Tom Brady walk.
So I guess you were right.
Love that guy.
I guess.
Tom Brady. It's only press he's ever got.
But he admitted that he had COVID after the boat parade.
Well, maybe if you ate more than seeds and liquids and wheat.
Maybe if you had a big bowl of spaghetti or a baked potato. He doesn't eat any of that stuff.
How you gonna? Your immune system must be that of a what's the weakest bird?
A titmouse?
Maybe.
I don't know the weakest bird.
Immune system sucks.
I don't know. So,
or it's great. I don't know.
A sparrow?
Sparrow? Yeah. I mean, he's got to eat meat. Gotta eat a big steak.
But then with the Stacey Scheibel Channel 8 interview, Tom Brady was talking about loving Florida and moving down here after 20 years up in Boston and loving the area and driving to Clearwater Beach. But he's out of Derek Jeter's house on Davis Islands. That happened months and months ago. So, and didn't he and Gisele Bündchen, they bought a home like on Millionaire's Row on some island down in Miami. So I haven't heard, is he even living in Tampa? Do they have an apartment? Where is he now? I mean, everyone knew that he was living in Derek Jeter's mansion, St. Jetersburg, on Davis Islands.
He's staying at the Airport Hilton Inn. Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? He probably has another house on Davis Islands.
Yeah, but where? I haven't heard.
He probably lives in some underground mansion that we don't know about.
Now, I don't really stalk Tom Brady, but, where is he now? Does anyone know? If anyone knows where Tom Brady is actually living while in Tampa, I'd like to know. Just send me an email, mj@mjmorningshow.com, or if you have a... If you have some details, call us up, 800-990-1047, 800-990-1047.
He's living on the mangroves off of Gandy?
No, but I'd like to know, seriously, where is Tom Brady living now that he's out of Derek Jeter's house, which sold for like $19 million?
They're living week by week at the Dutch Motel.
I mean, they're just getting by. It's really tough times.
Oh, hold on. We have a call. Who is it? Who is it?
This is Missy. She's got intel.
All right. Hey, Missy, you're on the MJ Morning Show at Q105. Don't give an exact address, but is Tom Brady actually living in town?
Yeah, he lives in Island Estates in Clearwater Beach.
Oh, is that where he is now?
Thanks for not
that's
much
where
detail.
He's at.
All right, now, was that the home that was rumored like months ago, like if Tom Brady's buying this house and then all the real estate agents denied it? Was it that house or is that something else?
I believe that's the same house, yeah.
Yeah, I know there was a rumor floating around, and then everyone tried to deny it. All right, so he is in Clearwater now.
Yes, he is.
Because they also bought, like, a fancy-spancy spread down in Miami as well. All right, hey.
Well, of course he did.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Hey, thanks for listening to the show.
And I just want to say you guys are awesome, and I'm so glad you guys are back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And please spread the
word. You're
welcome. Have a great day.
I will. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 902. It's the MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
First, though, a couple of things. Let me just clean up a couple of things. With the Buccaneers tomorrow night at Ray J, who are they playing?
They're playing the Dallas
Cowboys. That's right.
It is the biggest regular season game in the history of mankind.
Yeah. All right. So Bucks kick it off. Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers kick it off tomorrow night at Ray J. Thursday night game. And tailgating is going to be allowed. Masks will not be required at the game. Plus full capacity. It's going to be, 65,000?
That's is this right. real game or preseason?
No, this is, no, this is the real deal. This is the opening. Whoa. This is the opening of the NFL season tomorrow.
I knew that. I was just kidding.
And then quickly, the story that I teased a few minutes ago, the car guy, the scam artist in the parking lot,
right?
Louisiana guy arrested for lying about being struck by a Tesla. So this dude, Arthur Bates Jr., 47, essentially throws himself behind a Tesla that's backing up in a parking lot in Slidell, Louisiana, last Friday. And this moron thought that he was going to, what, score some cash or have some kind of a lawsuit. Oh, look, the guy in the Tesla was backing up and he hit me. So this jackass, like, falls on the ground right behind the car. You could see him walk up because the Teslas have an always recording 360-degree camera system. So the guy's backing up, and this doofus says, yeah, I'm going to pull some fake, you know, slip and fall type scam, except that, you know, a guy hits me while backing up in his fancy schmancy Tesla. So this guy falls down, and the whole thing's caught on video of the guy totally faking the thing. The car didn't even hit him. You know, he deliberately, you can see him walking up on the side, and then as the car's backing up, he jumps in from the side to pretend like the Tesla hit him. And the guy, the Tesla driver, is like, get out of here, you moron.
And then, the worst car to do that with.
Seriously.
And so the Tesla dude, he just drives off. And then the guy on the ground calls the cops. They track down the Tesla driver. And the Tesla guy's like, no, look at the video. And the cops then, they arrest the guy who faked the whole damn thing.
Huh.
What a bonehead.
His name is Bates from Louisiana.
Yeah, Arthur Bates.
No relation to the toy, yeah. Remember that? The Master Bates from the Richard Pryor movie? That was from Louisiana. Yeah, they were in Baton Rouge. Yeah,
no relation to Art Bates.
Bates was still lying on the ground as the Tesla driver drove off. So the Slidell police, they looked at the video, and I guess they've arrested the guy. He was arrested for falsifying a police report. What a dope.
What a Bates.
Yeah. When you didn't quite count on the Tesla recording backup camera, you moron. Let me grab Roxanne. She's... do you have it?
She's... Yes. Right.
Hey, Roxanne, what's up?
Hello?
Hello? Are you trying to sound like a 90-year-old great-grandmother?
No, that's my very loving Michelle impression, because I'm always so envious when we call Michelle, and I'm like, oh, how relaxing to still be in bed at this time. I love it.
So, Coop's got your walk-up music. Here it is.
Here we go.
So, all right, wait a minute. So, you're up in Cooperstown, New York, because Derek Jeter is going to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown today. And, of course, your fiance, Dig Dug, is a childhood friend, best friend with Derek Jeter. So, obviously, you were invited. Now, are you guys responsible for paying for your own Holiday Inn bill, or was Derek picking up the tab?
I don't know. I don't get into this.
Ask Doug. All right, put Doug on the phone. Let me talk to Doug.
I'm just. He's in the shower, but I'm just along.
Just
for the
go. Go yell. Go yell. Ew. Just put the phone down. Doug, are we paying for this, or is Derek paying for the room?
Let me just put it this way. He can't hear me. The door is locked. Let me put it this way. We would be here no matter what. I would have sold my right leg to be here. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't check into those things. I just let Doug take care of the
Is this going to be a super spreader event? You going to come back and infect us all with COVID?
No. A, it's outdoors.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I think they have vaccinated and unvaccinated. I don't know how they did it, but no, it's not going to be.
They have a vaccinated section and an unvaccinated section?
No, they don't.
Hey, is Derek Jeter vaccinated? Do you know?
I don't know his personal health.
Oh, no. I got to know this. I want to know if Derek Jeter's vaccinated.
I'll ask him.
What time is the induction ceremony today?
Sure. The induction ceremony, I know we have to head there at 11 o'clock. So I got to be downstairs. I got to get ready and be down by 11 o'clock. That gives me plenty of time. And then we take.
Are you going to wear a Boston Red Sox hat?
No, I'm not going to wear a Boston. No, but you know what's crazy? I was so concerned with what I was going to wear today. Yeah. And I put so much thought into it, which no one's going to be looking at me, so it doesn't matter anyways. But I forgot to pack the rest of my clothes. So I literally have my outfit for today and nothing else.
That's it? Hey, is Derek Jeter staying at the Holiday Inn Express as well?
No. There really are only two hotels here. So
where's Derek Jeter staying? Is he staying at the Red Roof Inn?
I'm sure they have.
All right, where's he staying? There's a Courtyard Inn right across the street from the hotel that you're at.
The other hotel is the Best Western. So I'm sure he's at the Best Western.
Leave the light on for you.
No, that's that's Motel 6. Motel 6.
There's a Super 8.
Not the Super 8. It's Motel 6.
There's a Super 8.
Can we talk to you tomorrow morning and get the whole recap?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be one of those things. I'm going to totally have, like, imposter syndrome. I'm going to be sitting there and picturing, like, MLB security is going to come rip me out of there at any given moment because it's going to be, you know.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Rox.
Awestruck. Okay. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Bye. Roxanne at the Derek Jeter induction at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York today. All right. Back in a second. Hollywood Dirt. I got morons chunk two.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Froggy, I have a warning for you. Froggy, how old are you now? You're 40? Did you just hit 40?
41 years of age. Very old 41.
You qualify here because I saw this over the weekend. I'm like, oh boy, this is Froggy's wheelhouse. Young adult cannabis smokers or consumers, because it could be, other than smoke, it could be cannabis, marijuana edibles. It could be smoking as well. If you are a young cannabis consumer, you are nearly twice as likely to suffer from a heart attack.
It's impossible.
You ought to know by now.
My heart is like one of a horse.
Doesn't matter whether you eat it as an edible, whether you smoke it.
Fesher, did you hear that?
There is
doesn't matter whether you eat it as edible.
Listen to me.
Oh, wow.
Listen to me. Adults under the age of 45... who consumed cannabis, marijuana, within the last 30 days, suffered from nearly double the amount of heart attacks. Than adults that did not use marijuana in the past. This is brand new research.
Oh, come on.
This is just out from the Canadian Medical Association, so it's not a fly-by-night organization.
Yeah, it's not exactly mainstream either. I don't know I trust anything that comes from the Canadian government unless it's like a maple syrup study.
Here's the deal. Research. What about a hockey study?
Maybe that'd be the only other topic.
What about a poutine study?
No.
By the way, that poutine is nasty. That's gross.
Listen to the name of it.
All right. Researchers analyzed health data from over 33,000 adults aged 18 to 44, included in the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention surveys in 2017 and 2018. Of the 17% of adults who reported using cannabis within the previous month, 1.3% later had a heart attack, while only 0.8% of non-cannabis users reported the same thing.
Oh, puh.
And part of the deal is that cannabis can create an irregular heartbeat. That's number one. Also, they point out that the cannabis, the marijuana of today, is just remarkably stronger and more potent than previous marijuana.
I would have to talk to a certified expert on that. Froggy, do you care to comment?
I will tell you that I recently got my heart checked, and I've recently
Oh, no. Oh,
jeez.
Stop. Lay down. Oh, my God.
Froggy's on the ground, yeah. That's some amazing acting right there.
I mean, you could have, like, squealed or moaned a couple of times. You fell to the floor silently, Froggy.
Incredible.
I just got a cramp.
Incredible acting over there.
That was actually really lame, Froggy.
Thank you.
That was very lame.
Ladies and gentlemen, Froggy. Ladies and gentlemen, Froggy. A little method acting. It's fantastic.
That really was my heart attack.
Another edition of Froggy Theater.
Yes, Froggy falling out of his chair on the radio. Quite compelling. Yes.
Would you like to hear the uplifting story of the day?
Please.
Now, when you hear a story about, an Amazon driver, you're thinking that they chucked some package on the roof or they, backed over the family dog or something, right?
Yeah, what'd they do?
No, this is a nice story.
Oh, it's the uplifting story of the day.
I said it's the uplifting story of the day. An Amazon Flex worker by the name of Kelsey gave some advice to a homeowner in Texas, and this was turned into a video. I guess it's gone viral. Kelsey had a concern for the Amazon client who she was delivering the package to. And I'd like you to listen to what Kelsey, the Amazon delivery driver, said.
Hello, Jennifer. I hope your Monday's going well. You have no markers on your house that says what number you are. And that is hard to find your house, my dude. And it's unsafe, honestly. What if you needed medical assistance and the paramedics didn't know your town well? Come on, man. Have a great day.
So oh, my God. She starts singing. She had trouble finding a house because there was no number. And the delivery driver, Kelsey, for Amazon is saying, listen, this, it's hard to find your house, no number, and it might be tough for, like, a medical emergency to be fulfilled by emergency service workers.
She should be fired for that outrageous act.
No, that was very nice of her.
Oh, that the it wasn't even on a no, beat.
That was very, very nice of her. I thought that was a very nice story.
She should put on the ring.
All right, final segment.
Shut up! Shut up! Right over the ring.
Right over the ring doorbell.
All right, final segment next on the MJ Morning Show. I got a lot to squeeze in. Final award-winning segment next. But first, step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey!
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hey, look out, Martha Stewart. Yeah, Kanye's coming for you. Kanye's gunning for you. Yeah, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. It is 9:40, final big segment of the day here on a Wednesday. MJ Morning Show back live today. Kanye West apparently is going to launch a line of home goods.
That sounds amazing.
Homeware.
I love Kanye.
Good for him.
And you know what? It's going to be really successful. It's going to be sold out in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, so an application was filed on August 27th. It covers a variety of homeware type items like towels, blankets, sheets.
I bet you it's going to be great stuff.
Shower curtains.
Kanye sheets.
A Kanye shower curtain. So you have the plastic or vinyl shower curtain. And then you have a big picture of Kanye looking at you in the shower, and he says with a little, like a little cartoon bubble, I'm going to let you finish.
Okay, that can be taken so many ways.
Yeah, that's really
cool. I'm going to let you, remember he grabbed.
Oh, finish showering.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, remember he grabbed the microphone out of Taylor Swift's hands at the MTV Awards and said, I'm going to let you finish, but then complained that she won and Beyonce didn't win, or what was that?
See, that would be tacky.
You better let me finish whatever I'm doing in the shower.
I got to be honest here, man. I'm not a real Kanye fan. I kind of find him to be somewhat of a jackass, but I have no, even if I like Kanye, what do I want, a Kanye salad spinner? Yes, I'll take the Kanye West rotisserie chicken oven.
Yeah. It worked for the George Foreman guy.
Yeah, set it and forget it. Yeah.
You know, George Foreman, with that George Foreman grill, it's reported that he made hundreds of millions of dollars from that grill. The George Foreman grill.
Like, Fester had one. It works, right? Okay, Did you have one?
I got like seven of them for my wedding.
George Foreman grills?
Yes.
They were hot back then.
That was the item to have.
Do you still have one new in the box?
I think I re-gifted most of them.
Oh, really? I just re-gifted other people.
Froggy got one at his wedding from me.
Kanye West. You know, hey, rest in peace. You know, a lot of people don't know the name Michael K. Williams.
Yeah, I don't know that guy.
Yeah, Michael K. Williams, he died of a suspected heroin overdose. The news broke over the weekend.
Who is he?
He played Omar on The Wire, and it was a great character. Michelle and I actually never saw The Wire. We only saw, like, scattered pieces over the years. Earlier this year, Michelle and I watched the entire series, The Wire, from start to finish on HBO Max.
People said he was brilliant on that show. I've just never seen it.
He was fantastic. First of all, The Wire's incredible.
Folks, I mean, how good could a show about a wire be? I mean, yeah, we all have them in our computers.
Yeah, wire hangers. All right, so if you haven't seen The Wire and you've got HBO Max, I'm telling you, watch The Wire from start to finish. It's just an incredible show. So this guy, Michael K. Williams, he was also in Boardwalk Empire. He was also in Lovecraft Country. So it's a shame.
Was he in Back to the Future? Because
he was he wasn't. He was a very well-liked guy. This is grotesque. Did you see the guy eating like an entire 5-gallon bucket or whatever this was? A 5-pound
mayonnaise.
This guy was eating a bucket of Duke's mayonnaise.
Was it for the football game?
It was.
Yeah, I watched that football game. It was great.
It was the Georgia Bulldogs and the Clemson Tigers. Is it called like the is it?
It was like the Duke's kickoff classic or something like that. Yeah, it was like a big game on Saturday night.
So how long is a football game? About 3 hours?
No.
Yeah, three hours.
No, it's not that long. So, 3 hours?
Yeah.
Finished it in 3 hours. I bet you Fester could finish one in before the show ends.
Two and a half, I don't know.
Well, there's like a competitive eating with mayonnaise. There's a video online of one woman just plowing through like 20 jars.
There's a college student who has a giant bucket. I mean, we're talking like the Sam's Club or Costco size. And the guy is just scooping out glops of mayonnaise and shoving it in his face.
All right. I will tell you, Duke's mayonnaise is the finest.
I've never had it.
It's really good.
I've never had Duke's mayonnaise.
But by the spoonful, sure, it's even better.
It's all over his face. Anyway, people were grossed out. Coop, can you get the video? Can you get the images in the video up on our website? This guy, a college student, just shoveling in Duke's mayonnaise. And then some other guy, he's pouring it on his head.
Are these guys endorsed by Duke's?
I have no idea. Well, the name, it's the Duke's kickoff game. I don't know what the story is.
Oh, sponsoring the game. Okay, I get it.
We got to go, folks. We're done.
What? That's it?
Yeah, that was my last morons in the news story today.
I'm hungry for mayo.
We're loaded, folks. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a fantastic day. And it's great to be back after an extra long weekend because I had to take Julian back to school yesterday. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.